Welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. I'm Steven Rothberg, the founder of College Recruiter Job Search Site. At College Recruiter, we believe that every student and recent grad deserves a great career.
And I'm Peter Zollman, founding principal of the AIM Group. We're the leading global business intelligence service for marketplaces and classified advertising companies. We consult with recruitment marketplace companies, and we publish AIM Group Weekly Recruitment Intelligence and a free weekly digest. We also host the annual RecBuzz conference.
This is the podcast for you to learn more about how to create, manage, and work with general, niche, and aggregator job boards and recruitment marketplaces. Well, Peter, welcome to the best time of the year. It's the fall, and the fall can only mean one thing, and that is the resumption of ice hockey. And I know for those of you in Florida, that's what Florida is all about. When people think of Florida, they definitely think of ice hockey.
Ice hockey is the only sport I care about. I don't care about football. That would be heresy in Florida. That is heresy in Florida. I don't care about baseball, which I think is boring as sin. But I love hockey. I love hockey. I used to cover the Buffalo Sabres many, many years ago when they had what may have been the best line ever in the NHL. Rene Robert, Rick Perreault, and Gilbert Martin, the French Connection line. And I love hockey. We have a minor league team in Orlando called the Solar Bears, a play on the bears you have in your backyard, the polar bears. But the Solar Bears are pretty awful hockey, but great fun. And for me, that's what counts.
Well, speaking of great fun.
Oh, that was a bad transition.
Oh, I'm going there. I am totally going there. Speaking of great fun, what can be more fun than current news and happenings from the job board and recruitment marketplace space?
Oh, I thought you were going to transition to Jeff Dickey Chasen's with great fun.
No.
I was thinking, no, that's a terrible transition.
No, today's guest can wait. He gets paid by the hour as a consultant, so he can just sit there and twiddle his thumbs and then go to the bank later. But AIM Group is following some stories right now in the job board space. Why don't you highlight one of them for us?
Well, as we've discussed, we're looking at how recruitment sites, marketplaces, job boards are evolving and how they're adding things like ATSs and transaction capability and the way they need to prepare for the future. And I know we'll talk to Jeff about that in a minute. We are beefing up our staff. We've just added, as you know, somebody you know well, and rather not mention his name yet, but somebody you know well who's a longtime recruitment marketplace writer. And we're looking to add a second recruitment marketplace writer because happily our recruitment intelligence report is keeps growing. The client list keeps growing and the clients keep renewing and are very happy. So we're adding staff to fulfill the need. And soon I won't have to be writing for it any longer.
Well, and as one of your subscribers, right, I think from day one, I can definitely say that it is just fantastic reading. So people who listening to the podcast that are not subscribers to the AIM Group publication, definitely check that out.
You were not only a subscriber from day one, but you were the first to sign up and spend money with us on this report. So thank you.
Well, it's awesome. And usually when people say that I'm number one, they're usually using a middle finger directed in my at me. And so I take that as a compliment. I'm not sure if all of them do or not. But speaking of people who have told me that I'm number one, we have a great guest here today. He's not actually my physician, but he is the physician for the job board industry. He's the job board doctor, Jeff Dickey Chasen's. Jeff and I co-hosted the Job Board Geek podcast from late 2021 until September 2022. when he claims that he didn't have enough hours in the day to run his own consulting company and be doing a podcast. But I think it had something to do with me being number one, or at least how he was telling me that I was number one. So the door is closed in the Job Board Geek podcast, which also opened the door for this podcast, the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.
All that aside, Jeff, welcome. It is great to be with you.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're glad you're in good health. We're glad your wife is in good health, because we know that's been an issue in the past, and it's great. And just not having to work with Steven Rothberg probably helped out your mental health, even if not your physical health.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Jeff, this is where you're supposed to argue. This is where you're supposed to go, Diplomacy.
Yeah, there was nothing more wonderful in the world than working with Steven on a week-to-week basis, you know, just to be in the virtual studio with him and listen to the mellifluous trilling of his voice as he came on telling bad jokes and talking about things that I don't care about at all, like hockey.
Right.
You know, it kind of made my week every week. So,
well, you're in the upper Midwest. You should care about hockey.
He's from Texas.
I'm originally from Texas. So if I followed any sport at all, it would be football, but I lost that a long time ago. And in fact, although I will say there is a connection with where I live, which is Grinnell, Iowa, and hockey. That's pretty interesting. You ever heard of this guy named Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne, yeah, I might have heard of him.
Isn't he the older brother of Keith Gretzky?
He did not say, as has been alleged many bazillions of times, that I go where the puck is going, not where it has been. That was actually his father who said, Wayne, go where the puck is going, not where it is. But it's been attributed to Wayne many millions of times when it was actually his father. And he's from Grinnell?
No, but he had a nephew that grew up in Grinnell. And his nephew was a standout, get this, he was a standout basketball player. And Grinnell is a well-known town for having originated what's called the system in basketball. It's totally crazy. It relies on three-point baskets and whatnot. And so Uncle Wayne would come down to watch his nephew play basketball here. And, you know, and it was just kind of a funny thing, even for those of us who don't know anything about hockey, to know that there's a famous guy that would come to this little town and watch his nephew play basketball.
Well, he should have gotten up there and shown a few hockey moves as well. Let's turn to the real subject at hand, which is job boards and recruitment marketplaces. How have things changed in the decades, or maybe it's centuries at this point? It is centuries, because you started in the late 1990s. So how have they changed in the centuries that you've been working with job boards, and what's better?
Well, first of all, let me thank you, Peter, for making me feel even older than I am. Yes, things have changed in some ways, although it's funny. I have this conversation a lot with clients. There's a number of clients that I've worked with that essentially they're sort of strategic partners where I'm helping them sort of realign their business for the next decade in terms of what they're doing. And one of the things that, we discover is that a lot of the things that were brand new in the 90s seem to come back and get repackaged and become new again in the 2010s, 2020s. So a really good example of this is a success story called ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter was sort of, in some ways, sort of is a sort of a Frankenstein monster of number of ideas and tools that have been used in the job board industry. So one of them was job alerts, which are email messages that people sign up for and they get sent to the person when a job matches up. They're incredibly effective. Even to this day, most job boards will see 40 or 50% of their traffic generated by job alerts, but they were around in the mid 90s. So ZipRecruiter had job alerts. Then they also had this concept called job posting distribution, which again has been around for a long time. A number of companies like eQuest were out there where that's all they did. And, you know, someone could use this, a small business could use this to post jobs in multiple places. So it was easy to do. And then the final piece was aggregation. They aggregated jobs from a lot of different places. Well, they put all this stuff together in one package and have been, were very successful in executing on it. And, you know, to a certain degree, they've taken the spot that Indeed used to own in the job board world in North America when Indeed was an aggregator. Indeed is now just a job board, big job board. So that's one thing where you've got a bunch of old ideas that have been repackaged as new ideas.
That helps us.
Yeah, yeah. And so another thing that is truly new to the job board industry, old to the rest of the world, is programmatic advertising. It's been around for a while in consumer advertising. It was brought to the job board world, you know, in the mid, like 2014 or so by AppCast, which is still one of the largest programmatic vendors out there. And in a way, it's kind of an old idea that's been updated. The old idea is that you would go to an aggregator and pay them money to promote your job across a whole lot of sites. Well, you know, programmatic is the same thing, but they use computer code. And so you have a more efficient, theoretically, distribution of your job ad money across all these different sites. And, you know, as Stephen will tell you, programmatic is really good for high volume hiring. So those are a couple of things that have changed the last 15 years. But again, is there anything out there that's truly new that no one has ever seen before? Yeah, you know, there's a few things that I'd sort of throw in that area, like AI-driven matching. But a lot of the dominant things that drive the industry now are the dominant things driving the industry back in 1997.
Well, cool. That's a great summary, Jeff, of sort of like where the industry has come from over the last 15 years, brings us up to today. And let's look a little bit to the future. Pull out your crystal ball. What would you like to see changed about our industry?
So one of the things I would like to see is better use of technology to satisfy what the candidate wants as opposed to what the employer wants. So the candidate goes in and looks for a job. And because this is something they do on a regular basis, even if you're a millennial, you're only looking for a job maybe once a year. And, you know, a more traditional job seeker might be looking every 4 or 5 years. They should not have to learn search language, you know, Boolean search language. They should not have to fill out multiple pages of a profile when all that information is already contained on their resume or their LinkedIn profile. They should not have to learn whatever the particular tool that the site is using, whether it's, you know, we're going to ask you 3 questions or we're going to have you search or we're going to ask you to take a skill assessment or whatever it is. I firmly believe that for most people that have any kind of resume or profile, that AI and just simple good matching technology should be able to go parse that information and present the job seeker with jobs that they would want to look at. And then it should be an iterative process where you could look at them and you say, this was a perfect match. This was exactly what I was looking for. And the next time they come back and they bring you jobs that are even more targeted than once before. That's something that different sites have worked on, but honestly, most of the money gets spent on the other side of the fence, which is making employers happy. And employers typically, regardless of what they say, want a whole lot of applications so that they can sort of make up their own mind at their own speed. They'll tell you they want quality. And I've been surveying employers for years, and they always say, oh, I want quality application. I have quality over quantity. But the reality is anyone that runs a job board or a sourcing company or a recruitment site or a marketplace is, if you don't have a certain level of volume, the customer's going to be unhappy. Even if you send them five people and they're all hired, and Indeed sends them 1,000 people and they hire one person, they're going to like Indeed better because Indeed gave me more, you know. So it's unfortunate, and I'm not saying all companies work that way, but I'd say the vast majority that I've seen work that way. So I would really like to see more of an effort on technology that benefits the candidate, because ultimately it's also going to benefit the employer. The employer is going to see a higher quality application come through, because these are people that are seeing exactly what they want that matches their skills, and that's theoretically what any employer wants.
So here's a question for you that isn't an easy one. What does a job board do beyond providing listings and matching, especially 5 years from now?
So I think the divide between what I call the generalist job boards, the Indeeds of the world, the ZipRecruiters of the world, and the niche boards will continue. So niche boards, what they do essentially is they congregate audiences. They essentially put together types of candidates for the employers. You know, so they might be nuclear scientists. They might be plumbers. They could be all sorts of different things. But niche sites in different ways will congregate these groups of people. And for employers that are really looking to find a very targeted hire, usually at a medium to low volume level, they work really, really well. So I would say that those sites are going to continue to do what they do, and they're going to continue to evolve to what I call a hub model or a community model, where they are basically providing a lot of value add to candidates, which is why the candidates come there and stay. Marketplaces sometimes can be good additions to these kind of communities, and sometimes more traditional job boards can be. The big boards, the generalist boards, I think are in a fight with and alongside of what I would call sourcing, you know, basically sourcing tools that go out there and take data in a classic data analysis way and find people for the employers that are hiring in volume and hiring globally. So my guess is that the generalist sites are going to be in the process of acquiring these sourcing companies, just as we've seen Indeed acquire a programmatic vendor, StepStone acquired AppCast, and so on. We'll see more and more of that as these companies go forward. But we're going to continue to see that divide between the smaller sites that focus on communities and the larger sites that focus on just volume and data.
Interesting. And, you know, as an owner of a job board, the ability to get people to come back over and over and over again is kind of the holy grail. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely some job boards that do that exceptionally well. Right. And others like ours, where it is a continual struggle, that job seekers are, in my mind, not all that interested in the job board. They're interested in the job. Mm-hmm. But the sites that have had real success, mutual friend of ours, Andy Hibble, that is one of the owners of Higher Ed Jobs, they have, since day one, created a community where people come back, not just to search for jobs, but for career advice. Right. And it is sort of like that go-to. And that is aspirational and attainable. So mm-hmm. for the job boards and recruitment marketplaces out there, Jeff might be able to help you figure out how to help make things happen. So, yeah. So, Jeff, so thank you very much for sharing. Peter, any closing words?
No, I've known Jeff for a very long time, as have you. When we started, all three of us had black hair. Now I have very light black hair. Jeff has gray hair. And you have almost no hair.
Damn.
You know, we're the dinosaurs of the recruitment marketplace industry or the job board industry. And Jeff is not only the dinosaur, but the doctor. Jeff, obviously, if people want to get in touch with you, you want to give them your email address or you want to point them to your website or any or all of the above.
Yeah, so you're going to need a fire and a blanket, and you have to sort of heat it up, and then you get the smoke going. But if you're not in, if you're not into that, then probably the best way to do this to reach me is to go to jobboarddoctor.com. There's a contact me button there. There's my email on there. My email is thedoctor@jobboarddoctor.com, and you can find me on LinkedIn under Jeff Dickey Chasins or Jobboard Doctor.
Or in Grinnell, Iowa, sitting next to Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Jeff, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces is a co-production of Evergreen Podcasts, College Recruiter, and The AIM Group.
Please subscribe for free on your favorite app. Review it. 5 stars are always nice. And recommend it to a couple of people you know who want to learn more about job boards and recruitment marketplaces.
Special thanks to our producer and engineer, Ian Douglas. I'm your host, Peter Zollman of The AIM Group, the leading global consultancy in the field of marketplaces and classified advertising. Find out more about our reports on recruitment marketplaces, job boards, and classifieds, including our new Recruitment Marketplaces Annual, at aimgroup.com/reports.
And I'm your other host, Stephen Rothberg of job search site College Recruiter. Each year, we help more than 7 million candidates find great new jobs. Our customers are primarily Fortune 1000 companies, government agencies, and other employers who hire at scale and advertise their jobs with us. You can reach me at stephen@collegerecruiter.com. Cheers.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.